Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll be starting and completing Amir Tzashem Simen Tof Reish Tesvav, which deals with a sensitive subject, the issue of the prohibition against Tashmish Amita, having relations with your wife, on Yom Kippur. Mechabes Tot Sif Aleph. Yom HaKippurim Osu B'Tashmish Amita, one of the 5 Inuyim afflictions that we're supposed to afflict ourselves with on Yom Kippur, is the prohibition against having relations with your wife on Yom Kippur. This is straight from the Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma, and this is a Beferish Din. The Mechaber continues, and he says, V'asur liga b'ishto, kilu yinida. And to make sure that we don't, chas v'shalom, lead to transgressing this prohibition, so it's even forbidden to touch your wife, you treat her as if she were a nida. Even though she's not a nida, you treat her as if she is a nida on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph, this is true, bein b'layla, bein b'yom, both at night time of Yom Kippur, as well as during the day of Yom Kippur. And as well, v'gam lo yar b'imo b'dvarim, you shouldn't have excessive contact with her, even in conversation, because it could lead, rachmona litzlan, to being over this aveira. V'chei m'chola pratim, shin izbor b'yaredeya, simen kuv tzadich hei. And likewise, all the harchakos, all of the additional things that a person has to separate somewhat more from his wife when she's in her nida period of time, all those harchakos are in effect as well on Yom Kippur. Now, the issue footnote number 1 explains that the reasoning behind this is based upon the Ma'aril, who says, Shechoshishu sheyavo ayidei ze lidei tashmish amita, that it will lead, of course, to relations. The Levush adds that the Bechoshesh over here, even for Hirhurim, that could lead you to have keri, a seminal discharge, and the Prima Godim notes that the Levush is understanding is this chashash of tashmish amita would only be osir at night if we weren't concerned about carry, and therefore he brings the additional time that if you have hirurim, it could lead to carry even during the day, and therefore that's why we're stringent. Now, the issue footnote number 2 points out that on Tisha B'Av, when there's also a prohibition against Tashmish Amita, the dinim are different. This only is applicable at night. Hainu davka b'layla, that you have to be careful. Avo b'yom yesh l'hokel. During the daytime on Yom Kippur, you don't have to treat your wife as if she were needed. Now, why is this? So he brings up in the Shaar Tzion, beyond Yom Kippur, the Noshim dress up to fulfill the idea that you're supposed to honor the Yontif. So therefore, they dress up nicely, and therefore, that would be causing you to have more hirhurim, more potential inappropriate thoughts on this holy day, and the Yetzer Hara is going to go and try to get you, as opposed to on Tisha B'Av when people are wearing clothing that is not very nice looking, they're wearing begodim and uvalim, and therefore this doesn't apply. Furthermore, he says that if they were to dress nicely on Tisha B'Av, then the dinim would apply on Tisha B'Av as well. Now, the issue foot number 3 brings down, when it says, lo yar be'imo dvarim, what does this mean? So in Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach over there, they say that this is specifically dafka b'dvarim harmagilim es ha'adom laveira. We're not talking about you can't talk to your wife. We're saying that you shouldn't talk about things that would be eventually leading potentially towards tashmish. So the conversation has to be of a certain nature. So if it's of a more banal type of a nature, a more of a normal type of a nature, that would be allowed. But if it's more of a schok and kalus rosh type of a nature, which could lead to inappropriate behavior for Yom Kippur, again, the normal husband-wife relationship is supposed to be a loving and conversation and emotions and a wonderful relationship at all other times. That's appropriate, but not on Yom Kippur. And therefore, things that could lead to aveira on Yom Kippur, one has to be careful about. Mati Ephraim goes a step further, and he says that ein laharbos in general, because it's going to be taking away from the kedusha of the day if you're focusing on your spouse rather than focusing on tshuva, tefillah, and staka. The issue foot number 4 says these dinim of harchaka are what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, and he brings down, what about, do we extend this dinim of harchaka like we normally would to a kvater, if there's a bris milah on Yom Kippur, so do we extend that to a kvater relationship as well, between a wife passing to her husband the baby for the bris milah, so if she was a real nida, we would. But here, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal, and as well, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, both say that you can be Mako because this is the Dvar Mitzvah, and she technically is not a Nida, and therefore you don't have to be so strict. And this is based in part, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, on the Sharat Zion, Chavetz Chaim in Os Aleph, where he brings down that this din that we applied the Harchakos during the daytime is the din of the Magen Avraham, the Yerabah, the Birki Yosef, the Graz, and the Chayyadam. However, it's not like the Taz. The Taz says that the Harchakos only apply just like on Tisha B'Av at night and not during the daytime, and therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you can rely to be mitzdarev this din of the Taz and it's the Dvar Mitzvah, you can do this. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Sal says, no, you have to have somebody in between. You don't pass from the mother to the husband on Yom Kippur for a Bris Mila, the Archakus is still there, and Yabireyu Ayde Ach. You have another person take the baby from her. Then he brings down that normally the two beds of the husband and wife, when she's in the need, they shouldn't be touching each other. So he says, is this din applicable on Yom Kippur, which is not really a nida? So the Matzah Shekel says, yes. And the Mati Ephraim says, no, in this situation, you don't have to be machmer, especially if it's difficult to separate the bets. Mechaber continues and he says, the chayin also lisho nimishto b'mita. You can't sleep with your wife in the same bed as if she were a nida, even though she's not a nida. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, afilu hu bivigdo, vihi bivigdo. And this is even if they're fully clothed. They shouldn't be together in the same bed. It could lead to inappropriate activity for Yom Kippur. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Horoa keri b'leil Yom HaKippurim. If a person, Rachmon Litzlan, has a seminal discharge on the night of Yom Kippur, Rachmon Litzlan, so Yidak Kol HaShana, he should be terrified, he should be worried all year long that this is a message from Shemayim, that he did something wrong. Now, we'll see that this is talking about if he didn't have Hirhurim, if he wasn't having inappropriate thoughts. If a person has inappropriate thoughts and then has a keri discharge, so then that's not a sign from Shemayim. That's just inappropriate. But that's not a sign from Shemayim. But if a person had no inappropriate thoughts, and then he has keri on the night of Yom Kippur, so he should be concerned about this Yidak Kol HaShana. And then, however, if he also Lo Shana, if he passes the year and nothing Baruch Hashem happens to him, Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. That's a sign from Shemayim that he's considered a very harsh of a person. Let's understand this better. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, Shema Lo Kiblu Taniso. The idea here is in Shemayim, they're basically telling him, we don't like your tainus. We're not accepting your tainus. Shemarim Lo Shakosh Baruch Hu Ein Chofetz B'Shimu Shah. That Hakosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to deal with him, so to say. This is the punishment of the Nochash HaKadmon, the snake in Gan Eden. So Hakosh Baruch Hu says, you eat the dust of the earth. You're always going to have food, but don't come to me. Don't ask me. You'll have your needs will be taken care of, but I don't have to deal with you. So too, this person is being shown for Shemayim that they're not happy with him. Then he brings down, this is, if you look in the Shaaret Zion, Oz Dalet, the opinion of Birki Yosef, Tzav Sofer, and Rabbi Baruch Frankel, and other Achronim, they say, it wasn't caused by something such as overindulgence in eating and drinking, which could lead to a keri discharge, or machmas hero, as I mentioned, inappropriate thoughts, or anything like that that will activate, so to say, a keri discharge, so then don't blame it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then just blame it on your inappropriate thoughts. If it came because of inappropriate thoughts, albeit after Godel Avonu, that's a great sin. Nevertheless, because Makom Eino Besafik Misa, that's not a sign from Shemayim that they're unhappy with him. Ki Ubiatzma Gormlo, he himself caused this. And if the year passes, he shouldn't be saying, well, high five, oh, I'm a great guy. He can't go and say he's definitely Ben Olam Abba if he gets through the year when it was an Aveira of his that caused it from the start and Baruch Hashem, he wasn't punished during that year. You can't say that's a good simon from Shemayim that he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, Wufikoch betam divri ha-ramah, understanding of the Ramah, she'en lechol be'erv Yom Kippur, dvarim ha-melcham mesagof, we shouldn't eat certain foods on Erev Yom Kippur because they will lead you to carry, so therefore, tzorch li'zor, bekach b'yom Kippur, yosem mi'bishar yinos ha-shana. This is something you should be especially careful about on Erev Yom Kippur, more so than every other day of the year, because on Yom Kippur, in addition to the problems of having carry on Yom Kippur, it's also litvol. You can't go to the mikveh as well. In the next paragraph in Dershavut number 6, he brings down a very beautiful custom that many people have that they say before they go to sleep on Yom Kippur night, the four first kapitlach of Tillim. He also recommends that you not cover your feet with your blankets because sometimes the warmth can lead a person to have keri. He also brings down from the Bir Halacha, this is the explanation of why people have the custom, very common practice custom, even people that don't go to men, that don't go to be Tovel all year long, they're Tovel Erev Yom Kippur, so they should remove any Tumas Keri that they have from them. We're supposed to be Domel HaMalachim, and we're supposed to be Tahorim like them. The issue foot number 7 brings down from the Tzemach Tzedek, Shabal HaTanya HaYasolchek Mimishin Itztar Me'adover. The Bal HaTanya would be smiling at people that are upset if they saw Keri on the night of Yom Kippur. And not because this isn't a terrible thing, but he was saying that, oh, these people think that they're such great people that they have to worry about this din. But in fact, most people are on a lower level, and the reason why they're having keri is because of just inappropriate thoughts. Even months in advance, there could be those inappropriate thoughts. And therefore, he says, most people should not take this lemaisa, that if they see keri, they're in trouble, and if they go through the year without trouble, they're ben olam haba. For most people, he says, this is not applicable. He also brings down from the Stipler Gaon, Zatzal, The Chazal say the Mishirlo Adover Shlo Machmas Tivo Klal. This is only applicable for somebody that has a carry discharge, absolutely nothing to do with anything that's going on. So, for example, this would be typical only for people that are married and they're usually older than 40 years old and they're totally immersed normally in Torah learning and Yiras Shamayim. So those people, that's who it potentially applies to if they suddenly have a carry discharge. In that situation, and only in that situation, could it be viewed as a simon from Shamayim. He says, however, if your nature is to have such a type of discharge, he says, especially younger people, and especially if they're not married, he says it means nothing. Again, this is not to minimize the seriousness of the Aveira. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about this particular, does it bode as a simon from Shamayim or not? That's what we're talking about. And he concludes, and he says, Mikol Mokum Tzorech Lasus is a tikkun Hamavur B'Svarim. A person who has his discharge, whether it's falling into the category of the message for Shemayim or not, should do all the tikkunim that are brought down in a person to do tshuva for this difficult aveira. And ultimately, it caused such a person to not be able to daven on Yom Kippur, b'kedusha v'tahara, and that is a problem. And he says, halimud l'shem Shemayim yisakin esadavar, and learning extra is always a great thing to do. He says, if a person is sick, the Kaf HaChaim brings down and he sees Keri, he also can be tolled on his sickness and not a simon man Shemayim. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, which we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Gimel, where he then picks up and he says, Isa b'Svarim, the Svarim tell us, the Ikar Tikkun, l'misha nichshal chas v'shalom zeh, that there are takanos for a person to do tshuva if he, Rachmana Litzlan, had carry on the night of Yom Kippur, she is chazik mikano laboy, should strengthen himself from here on in, b'mei chayev for the rest of his life, b'limud ha-Torah, to learn extra Torah, uschus ha-Torah togid alav, and the learning of Torah will be the best protection a person can have. And if you look in the Shara Hatzion, in Osei, the Chavetz Chaim says, Torah titarenu. The Torah will be like a mikvah form, as the pasuk says, "Dimshul divrei Torah l'mayin." The words of the Torah are like a wellspring, and ma mayin mitaris etameim. Just like a wellspring of water is a mitar person, it's running water. Af a Torah mitaris Yisrael. So too, the Torah can be mitar a person. And Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down another skula from learning Torah. It's brought down name of Chayyadam. Shatorah he kemikvah tahora. Torah itself is considered a mikvah tahora. V'nim shel la'esh, it is a fire. V'chol ha'babeish nitar. And the Torah is also compared to a fire. And fire is the ideal type of tahara process. Nebuch, Rachmana Litzlan, if a person goes to Gehenna, the fire is purifying. So a human being can't go into a mikvah fire. We have to go into a mikvah of water. But the Torah is also nimshelis to a mikvah of fire. And therefore, that is a great takana for the person as well. And the Mishnah Berurah then brings down from the Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Kedisa Medrash Tanchuma, im chato adam ischay misa l'shamayim. If Rachmana Litzlan, a person sinned and he's chayv misa at the hands of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ma yasev yichya? What should he do in order to live?" So he says, "Im lamud lishnos perek echad. The person normally learns one perek of Gemara Mishnayis every day. So yishne shnei prakim. Then he learns two prakim. Im lamud lishnos daf echad. If a person learns normally a daf Gemara every day, so yishne shnei dapim. So go and learn two dapim. And that is a great way to save your life." Albeit, in the issue footnote number 8, he brings down, if you don't do tshuva at the same time, then the extra learning will not do anything. It's like being tova with a sheretz biyado, and you still come out of there with the sheretz biyado, so you still have the tumah on you. So it's learning of Torah with tshuva that will accomplish something. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'meinu yadei limo, nebuch, the person doesn't know how to learn. What should he do? So yisasek al koponim, b'midis hatztok, v'chesiv yichya. So do good deeds. There are other ways to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are other ways to improve yourself. If you can't learn, you don't have the background, you just can't do it, you don't have the mind for it, so then you can do chesed, you can do tzedakah. K'mosh Nemar, as the pasuk says, Rodev tzedakah v'chesed, yimso chayim tzedakah v'chavod. Ayin shal b'medrash. So that's what the Tanchuma says, that if you can't learn, so then at least run after doing good deeds, and that will save your life as well. Mishbur continues and he says, V'ikol liman atari yal manas l'kayim. When you're learning, it's not just stam learning, it's learning Lilmod alminas lasos. That's the critical part. Rav Shechter Shlita always says that that's the heter of why a person is allowed to stop his learning to go daven. Because he says the whole idea of learning is to teach you how to do the mitzvahs. And now you have the mitzvah of davening. So if you didn't go and do it, so then your learning is actually a waste. That lome veinu makayim, if a person learns and then doesn't do it, it's actually worse. Noach lo shelo nivra. Better for such a person not to be born, because here he knows better and he's not doing what he should be doing. K'moshe Amar Chazal, as Chazal tell us, v'gam lo yeh b'koch l'hagin lo, the Torah won't be able to protect you in this situation. Rachmana litzlan chas v'shalom. Now we continue with Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Dalet. This concludes this beautiful siman, and he says, "Shebevaday yesh lo zechuyus harbe sheigenu olav." If a person had this carry in the way that it came totally from Shemayim as a siman to him, with all the caveats that we've said, and then he, Baruch Hashem, survives the year, whoa, that is a great thing, that Shemayim, they think very highly of him. He's a Ben Olam Haba, for Yarech Yom, and Be'ezus Hashem, he'll live a very long life. This is based upon the Gemara, where it says, Kedirsev, Yireh Zera, Yarech Yom. If you saw Zera, it's not referring here to carry on Yom Kippur night, but it's homiletically darshan. If you see Zera on Yom Kippur night and you live out the year, then Yarech Yom, you're going to have a wonderful, long, happy, healthy life, and you'll be a Ben Olam Haba. V'roi lo says Shevach v'yodah, and you should go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashenita lo chayim min HaShemayim, that he has blessed you in this way from Shemayim. And this brought down the Korban Nesanel in the end of Yuma. Again, Daf Yomi is doing Yuma now. We're going to get to it very soon. Besof Yuma be'os nun, towards the end of Mesechtes Yuma, it says Ayin Shama Nusach. It talks about this in great detail over there. Ayin Shama Shikosav Mikodim B'Shem Arizal. And it also talks about what the Arizal said, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 10. He brings down, in the name of the Arizal, that Tikkun L'Dover, what should a person do? Shomer Kol Yom B'Meshech Shloshim Yom, Ritzufim Achay Yom Kippur, he's saying the 30 days directly after Yom Kippur, Es HaPiyut Misei De Kedusha Shel Yom Kippur, B'Kavana Shleima U'Ritzuya U'B'Dimos. You should repeat various piyutim from the davening of Yom Kippur, and you should say them with tremendous Kavana completely, and they should be accepted, and with tears in your eyes. And with this we conclude Simen Tov Reish Tes Vav, and today's Shir.